So this is pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm actually kind of nervous and a little apprehensive. I'm jumping in midstream. Part of the reason for being on the committee is that when coaches move to Division I is not allowed to be on the committees to select. They can coach, but they cannot select. So when there were some restructuring of teams and some coaches went Division I, they needed a fill-in, and I was chosen to do that.
So they can't be on the selection committee because they're mainly choosing Division I basketball players?
They believe that it gives them an advantage if they're able to select and look at players that the United States has selected to be on the Olympic team. So therefore, Division I's can coach, but they cannot select. They can't be at the viewing. They can be at the viewing trials. However, at Colorado, because of space limitations, they're not allowed to be there.
Okay. Well, how do you, or how does one get selected to be on this committee?
Have no idea, to
really?
Be honest. I believe that they probably...
So it's not something you lobby for. You just get selected.
I was selected. Yeah, I was given a call by Carol Callen, who is the director of USA Women's Basketball. And she called and said, we have a vacancy. We'd like for you to fill it. Are you able to do so? And immediately I said yes.
Did it come out of the blue?
Totally out of the blue. Had a call from her that I wasn't able to accept, and then saw the email and immediately called her back.
Were you excited?
Very excited. And still, I've got butterflies still to this day. It's almost as exciting for me to serve on this committee as it was to accept my position at Wesleyan 20 years ago.
I'm going to say, you're going to be fairly busy because when this is this going on this summer only? Or
I'll be done with my part of things at the beginning of June. You know, we have a list right now of 150, 155 girls. Okay. Out of those, 35 were selected. They were done by invitation. And then there's an applicant pool, and out of that applicant pool, they select the remaining 105, I believe. And then we work with that 150 to 155 number. But there were invitations sent out to a select few. All of those that were invited did accept. And then there's an applicant pool. A lot of AAU coaches have emphasis on this with their players. If they think they're good enough, they ask them to apply. And I missed all of that because that was being done by the person that I replaced.
This developmental team, is it expected that the kids on the 16 and under team will eventually move up to the 18 and under?
That's the hope.
Okay.
The hope is that you develop a feeder program. But there have been kids that have been added and changed and injuries, et cetera, things like that.
How political is this, or is it not? Is there things set up to keep it as apolitical as possible?
I believe so. That was one of my concerns, is do we have a numerical rating system? Do we have things that we're looking specifically for? And all of those things were actually taken care of prior to my getting on the committee. So, you know, I would have been interested in those. But now I have a list of 150 girls, and we'll go in. They will be put through drills. They'll be put through scrimmages. And we're to take a look at some of the intangibles, some of the things that really stand out. And you're going to have to be a team player and stand out. And that's kind of hard to do. We'll be looking at specifics like by position. Who are the best point guards? Who are the best shooting guards? Who's our best post player? Who's the best post player with range? We'll be looking at things like that. And I'll actually be coming in a day late because I had a prior commitment that I could not get out of.
How important are the intangibles, and how do you measure that?
And that may be one of the reasons why they select a Division III person, I think, to sit on this. You know, I'm kind of central located. I'm in a mecca of girls basketball. From Chicago to St. Louis to Indianapolis to Kansas City, that's a hotbed of where some of the best talent is. So I'm a little bit familiar with being able to distinguish what is a Division I player. Are there any tweeners between Division I and Division III that we can look at? And I have a feeling that maybe that's going to be part of my role, is what are some of the intangibles? Because you'll look for who's a great team player, first of all. How do they handle themselves? Do they, what type of emotions Are they handling, are they rebounding right after a mistake, or are they letting that mistake dwell within them and it's holding them back, holding their team back? It'll be all those types of things that I think I'll be looking for.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton talking with Illinois Wesleyan University women's basketball coach Maya Smith, who has just been selected to serve as an at-large representative on the National USA Basketball Committee to select coaches and athletes for various USA basketball teams for the upcoming quadrennium. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. And the quadrennium refers to the amount of teams that are out there and available. Like I said, the women's basketball team, the 23 and under team, 16 and under team, and the 12 and under team.
Since you've never done this, is this a role that you're expected to be mentored for, or is this something you're expected to be bringing your expertise in right now?
I think it's a combination of both. I believe the people that are on the committee, they're great choices. First of all, I knew three of the seven, which I thought was really unique. And I think all three of those people do a great job. And it'll be interesting, you know, I'll serve on this committee until I either move through the committees or move up or move to different positions or until I retire or until I can't do it anymore. It's once you're in as long as you're doing your job. And I'm really excited about that.
It's quite an honor.
Yeah, just a chance to see 150 of the best girls players that are 16 and under. They're going to, you know, we're going to potentially look at U.S. Olympians.
As a Division III basketball coach, these are not kids probably that are going to be Titans anytime soon, right?
I doubt that, but you never know.
You never know, right? Okay, all right. So, and you get to see different things that way. What do you think you bring to the table? I know what you said, what you're maybe expected to bring. What do you think you're bringing that you're seeing early on?
You know, every coach has their style of play. My style of play that I prefer that my team should utilize is speed and athleticism. And I think hopefully I'll be able to notice the girls that have some quickness and the ability to remain quick for the next few years and who can maybe play in multiple positions. Because I think the versatile athlete is going to have the best opportunity at making this team. And by versatile, I mean, can you handle the ball against pressure? Can you rebound against a big? Can you shoot? Can you drive? And that takes athleticism. And I think that's what I'll be able to bring to the table the most, because that's what I think represents my team at Wesleyan.
Illinois Wesleyan University women's basketball coach Maya Smith, thanks for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Congratulations for the opportunity to be a USA basketball selection.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.